Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Cron. Fascinating topic.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
So let's start with the findings of your most recent study. Would you tell us about that?
Well, we looked at a group of patients coming into our Center for Sleep Medicine with concerns about their sleep, and we found that half of them, 51%, were pet owners. But what was unusual is increasingly people have more than one pet. So instead of having one dog or one cat, they have multiple. And that raises the question of what happens at night? Where do the pets sleep? What is the best arrangement for all involved to get a good night's sleep?
What are most people doing?
Well, it's increasingly acceptable for pets to be in the bedroom or even on the bed. And that works in some situations, but it doesn't work in all.
Dogs, cats, rabbits, what did your study find? Birds.
Yes.
Yes, the most commonly owned pet are dogs, followed by cats. And then there are some who have birds. And I would actually say that birds are almost the most difficult from a sleep standpoint because they have a inner clock. They're very aware of sunrise, and they can become noisy. Even if the human wants to sleep, the bird can be squawking when the sun rises.
And I would imagine, too, having done this in my own home, I had children, and they liked small furry rodents, you know, and they wake up at night, and they run on the wheel, and I don't even think about it because I'm not in my child's room, but that may disrupt children's sleep, and they may not even be aware.
And, of course, many rodents evolved to be active at night so that they would be protected from potential predators. So they're just being natural with respect to their own activity. It just happens not to align well with the human need to sleep.
And they would be chomping on those toilet paper rolls that you threw in the cage for them, which is recommended. So at one time, rodents would be in the barn. Even not that long ago, dogs weren't even brought in the house, let alone upstairs or wherever your bedroom is. So obviously, our society has changed. Our views towards our pets, I don't think it would surprise anybody. These pets are thought of as more family members. But now they're disrupting sleep. So what is your recommendation and what feedback are you getting?
Well, my own view is that it depends. You have to be careful. The dog or the cat is not entitled to sleep in the bedroom or sleep on the bed. Now, that's assuming that a person has more than a studio apartment where the choices are remarkably limited. But you do have to look at how clean is the animal. For example, you do not want an animal with fleas anywhere near your bed. Do either of the persons in the bed have allergies? If one person has an allergy, then the pet cannot be near the bed. How big is the bed? How well do the people or persons sleep? How well does the pet sleep? How many pets are there? If all of those things are in place and do not cause difficulty, then I do think that you can consider having pets in the bedroom or on the bed because it be a source of relaxation or even security, but you can't start at that point. You have to think about it and make sure that your setup is suited to the human sleeping well. I'm not quite so concerned about whether the pets sleep well. My focus is mostly to make sure the humans aren't sacrificing sleep because of their loyalty to a pet.
Do you think human expectations of how an animal sleeps may be incompatible with the reality? Because you talked about the natural behaviors of animals. Rodents are nocturnal. They've evolved that way. Do pets sleep differently, particularly cats and dogs, requiring less, and that if we take them into our bed, we're going to have to understand that that's a fact of life?
I do think that that's something people need to grapple with. It applies more so to cats, who can be quite nocturnal. Cats can be quite noisy at night just as a part of their natural lifestyle, and many people appreciate cats are not as quick to learn and to adapt as, let's say, a dog. It does seem that dogs can understand that when it's dark and quiet and the people are sleeping, they need to do the same. Cats are another matter.
I can tell you from personal experience, as someone who does sleep with one or two dogs, even when they're sleeping soundly and they realize it's bedtime and it's dark out, that doesn't mean they don't want to change positions. That doesn't mean they aren't having an active dream of chasing a rabbit and acting that out right on your bed where you wake up to hear them whimpering and their paws moving. So there are so many factors. But my final question to you, Dr. Cron, is this. You're not only a sleep expert, you're a psychiatrist. Why do you think people might value their pet's companionship at bedtime, given all of these issues, more than a good night's sleep?
Well, I'll give you a quick story of something that I find compelling. So someone who is married but is alone for extended time because her husband is deployed and is missing the companionship of her husband, so instead values the companionship and the security that comes from a well-behaved dog. In my view, that is a very understandable and acceptable reason to have a well-behaved animal sleeping in a bedroom. And I don't want to diminish the value of that type of arrangement under certain circumstances.
Dr. Lois Cron is a psychiatrist and sleep expert with a sleep disorders clinic at Mayo Clinic, Arizona. We appreciate your conversation with us on this.
Well, thank you. My pleasure.